We can dance. Area 54. Area 54. Area 54.
band's called J Views. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 in the Chill Show. Appreciate you guys tuning in to us. The song's called Oh Something's Quiet. It's off the album Rivers and Homes.
You know, I never realized how good this album was until I started listening to it.
It's something really amazing sometimes when you listen to...
Sometimes you know, I heard a song, I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then I finally listened to the whole album. It's like, wow, it's chock full of good songs.
Yeah, it's definitely... Rivers and Homes is a very well put together album. No song sounds the same. And and when he starts off a song, it never really ends the same way. It's got great changes.
This very must take very talented.
Very talented. He produced this album one song at a time, released them. I think he got maybe 3/4 of the way through the album and then came out with a full release. But those that bought the singles along the way ended up getting a free album or something, produced the whole thing by himself. Actually, right from start to finish, he didn't have any label behind or anything, did the whole thing himself. Pretty cool, and a great end package too with the CD. So cool stuff, J Views.
Yeah. Definitely get his name out there with this album, because the song before this, we played, was Dido, No Freedom. I played put in the Dave Okumo rework, but there's also J Views remix of this Dido, brand new Dido song. Didn't put this one in there, but
a lot of J Views, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it would have been a lot of views.
El Perro de Mar, before that, did a song called I Carry the Fire. It's off the album Pale Fire. Teen Days played Brooklyn Sunburn. Great track, remixed by Brother Tiger. Brother Tiger's got some great music themselves, but good job on this Teen Days song. Start off the whole set with Lancelot. Song's called We Can Dance. That was remixed by Goldrum.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with any Goldrum, right?
Nope.
It's like,
see the name, it's going to be good.
It's like picking up an Aeroplane song or a Magician, one of those artists. It's like they all have that kind of Goldrum is more of that chill wave California sound,
but kind of the disco chill wave
new
groove.
Disco.
Yep.
It's actually funny. I'm sitting there listening to all these new disco songs, and I realized, like, maybe I like disco more than I let people on to believe. I like, well, you know what? The interesting thing is about this new disco is, like, that they took the cool elements out of those songs.
They did, and, obviously there's a lot better production capacity. They can crunch it up a lot more. So, you know, you just take the mistakes of the past and correct them.
Some of that top 40 disco was pretty, you know, cookie cutter stuff, but there was some brilliant instrumentation, some of these old disco songs in the 70s, if you go back to some of those older tracks.
Oh, no doubt.
So a lot of these producers are taking those elements out, you know, and a lot of these guys weren't even alive back then, so for them it's all brand new.
It's all new. Yeah.
All right, speaking of J Views, we got that album sitting around here. We're gonna play another track off of it. Why not, huh, Tim?
Yeah, let's play something off of it.
You know, it's kind of nice that we can do that. We're going to play a song called Come Back off that Rivers and Homes CD that we talked about. Check it out.